Hi, this is Ted Haggard from New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The program you're about to hear is written and produced by a friend of mine, Gordon Klingenschmidt. I've known Gordon personally for 12 years, and I've seen the fruit of his life. He's an honorable servant of the Lord. I've also endorsed his book and recommend his ministry to you. So I encourage you to listen to what he has to say and write to him and support Persuade the World Ministries. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Welcome, and thank you for joining this radio broadcast of Persuade the World Ministries. You're about to hear part 17 of 18 in our radio production of a book written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmidt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. If you call us in the next hour, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. Just call our toll-free number, 866-OBEY-GOD. That's toll-free, 1-866-OBEY-GOD. Gordon James Klingenschmidt is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and a seminary graduate of Regent University, holding both MBA and Master of Divinity degrees. He's also the founder and servant of Persuade the World Ministries, a 501c3 tax-exempt religious nonprofit corporation in Colorado Springs, dedicated to persuading individuals in America and throughout the world to forsake their sins and submit their hearts and minds to the loving rulership of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, with today's teaching, here is Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks, Mark. Today we're going to reveal the secret to consistent holiness. But before we do that, let's bring some conclusion to the theological adventures of Johnny Lukewarm and Pastor Loophole. For the past several broadcasts, we've heard all the loopholes in American theology telling us everything our itching ears want to hear and giving us every possible excuse to keep on enjoying our deadly sins. We learned that God's mercy does not really apply to the unrepentant, and that God only forgives those sins we forsake, not the ones we continue to enjoy. And we learned that God is love, but he's also a God of justice and wrath towards those who refuse to be holy. And we discussed the authority of God's truth. You know, you can disagree with me, and I can disagree with you, but neither one of us has permission to disagree with God. We also learned the meaning of the word grace. It's not a license to sin as much as you please and still go to heaven. Grace doesn't mean that God tolerates your sin. Grace means divine influence. It's when God causes you to change your heart and be holy. Real grace sets you free from your deadly sins by truthful persuasion of your free will. We also learned that faith doesn't just mean that you believe you're forgiven. No, that's mental assent. Real faith is when you submit your heart to the lordship of Christ. Submission to his rulership and holiness and love are all required elements of genuine saving faith. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please God, but without holiness, no one will see the Lord. We talked about the importance of good works, not that they save you, but they prove whether or not your heart has really changed. And we talked about legalism versus lawlessness, and we renounced both legalism and lawlessness by committing ourselves to God's law of love. In fact, we read in Luke 10 that we must obey the laws of Christ in order to be saved. We must love God with all our hearts and love our neighbors at least as much as we love ourselves. Jesus said in Luke 10, "Love God and love your neighbor. Do this, and you will inherit eternal life." Then we heard all the lies that Pastor Loophole preaches, telling people how holiness is optional and you can go to heaven without holiness. But that's a lie. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And we prayed together and we dedicated our hearts to serving God. Now, wasn't that a great series? If you missed it, you need to write to us and get those tapes. You know, false prophets and false teachers like Pastor Loophole are easy to recognize because they make holiness optional. You might even hear some of them on the radio and see them preaching in your own church, but don't believe them. False teachers tell people, you're saved, when their followers really aren't saved, because they've never been saved from their deadly sins. They say, don't worry about holiness, you're going to heaven. But many of their listeners will be shocked on the day of judgment when Jesus says, I never knew you, away from me, you evildoers. False teachers say, the cross atones for your sins, even while you continue to enjoy those sins, while their followers make a mockery of the cross with their sinful actions. False teachers say, you're forgiven, while God himself refuses to forgive unless you repent. False teachers say, God will have mercy on you, when God says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. You can always recognize a false prophet because he says, peace with God, peace with God, while God himself refuses to grant peace. False teachers liberally preach forgiveness to anyone who will just believe you're forgiven, and that makes it true. The crowds gather around, and he throws rose petals from his basket, telling everyone what their itching ears want to hear. But there is no peace with God. God is not fooled. God rebuked these liberal preachers long ago in Jeremiah 8, and this is God's word to America today. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. When men fall down, do they not get up? When a man turns away, does he not return? Why then have these people turned away? Why does America always turn away? They cling to deceit. They refuse to return. I have listened attentively, but they do not say what is right. No one repents of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone pursues his own course, like a horse charging into battle. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed seasons, and the dove, the swift, and the thrush observe the time of their migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. How can you say, we are wise, we have the word of the Lord, when actually the lying pen of your pastors has handled it falsely? The wise will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and trapped, since they have rejected the word of the Lord. What kind of wisdom do they have? Therefore, I will give their wives to other men and their fields to new owners. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. They dress the wounds of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when they are punished, says the Lord. Pastor Leupold, if you're out there listening, God has given me a prophetic word for you. Hear the word of the Lord. I have offered your people a beautiful golden treasure, but you have hidden that treasure in your basement and given them a scorpion. I offer repentance and my rulership in their hearts and holiness, but you have cast aside these treasures and gave them a false gospel of forgiveness when they've never repented of their sins. You change my grace into a license for immorality. You have compassion, and this is good, but you pass along the lies of the false teachers who taught you. Don't try to justify people while they continue to sin. You're not doing them any favors. You've replaced my requirements with a shallow gospel, but your version of the gospel, void of any requirement for repentance, will not save them. Your excuses and loopholes do not make them right with me, and their sin is not hidden from me, just because you pretend they're forgiven. Not only do you excuse my children from obedience to my laws, but your excuses cause them to sin. Your teaching does nothing to increase my law of love in their hearts. Rather, your loopholes only promote selfishness and lawlessness. You deceive these little children and cause them to reject my authority. But my son said, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Woe to the man through whom they come. Woe to you if you teach them that holiness is optional and they can still go to heaven without holiness. There's only one way to be justified. Repent. Obey my laws of love and persevere in holiness until the end. Only then will the cross atone for your sins. Tell my children the truth. Erase the deception from their minds. Demand they forsake their sins immediately. Demand they follow Christ with all their heart. Tell them, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Speak the truth in love and set them free from their deadly sins. Do it now, before it's too late and they are deceived into hell. Surely their blood will be on your hands if you keep silent for one more day. Johnny Lukewarm, if you're out there listening, God has given me a prophetic word for you. Hear the word of the Lord. My son, I love you deeply, and my heart breaks over the lies you've been told, that holiness is optional and you can still go to heaven without holiness. But haven't you really enjoyed those lies and sought them out? Didn't your itching ears seek out those deceivers and eagerly search for every excuse to avoid letting me rule in your heart? Those sins you desire have caused your love toward me to grow cold, and your sins are destroying the intimacy of our relationship. I know your deeds. You are neither hot nor cold. And because you are neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You think you are rich, but you are blind and naked and pitiful, poor and wretched. So I plead with you to buy eye salve so you can see. I love you deeply. Please don't fool yourself. Don't look for loopholes and don't trust anybody who offers them. You have only one option in the end. Invite me to come and rule every part of your heart. You've been hearing many voices giving you excuse after excuse to keep on sinning. But don't buy their excuses. Run far away from those liars. They'll cause you to sin. Your sin will make you lukewarm, and your sin will cause you to die. Don't let yourself die. Use every ounce of strength you have to stay alive. Fast and pray. Fervently and voluntarily change the innermost desires of your heart. Love God with a white-hot fervency that can never be chilled by the lies of the devil, and you'll live more abundantly than you've ever known. Listen to my words. I offer you a trade. Give up your sins, and I will give you eternal life. Take just a moment here to respond to the Lord in your own heart. Okay, now let's take a short break and hear from Mark.
Thanks, Gordon. He'll be back in just a moment. But first, do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey, then send us your best possible donation after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L17. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club, we'll also send you an autographed copy of Gordon's book. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com or call us in the next hour at 866-OBEY-GOD. Right now, let's return to Gordon James Klingenschmidt.
Thanks again, Mark. Now we're finally going to reveal the secret of consistent holiness. Now, some of you have struggled and struggled with besetting sins, and you can't figure out how to live in consistent holiness. But I just keep falling away, you say. It's too difficult to be holy. I've tried to repent again and again, but I fall and I fall and I fall. Okay, so let me ask you a question. What are you going to do now? Are you just going to give up and quit trying and wallow around in your sins? Do you think just because you haven't found the secret to consistent holiness that there is no secret, it just can't be done? If that's you, you're probably wondering, what is the secret? How can I be holy consistently? Now, before I answer, you've got to want it. Say this out loud with me. God, reveal in my heart the secret of consistent holiness. I will pursue you, God, until you show it to me, and I won't quit until I am consistently holy. Now, if you're determined to be consistently holy, let me tell you, you've just declared war. You've just entered a battle with the devil that the devil is determined to win. If you're determined in your heart to be holy, just recognize that the devil is probably going to multiply his efforts and do everything in his power to stop you. You may face temptation after temptation as the enemy tries to bring you down. You may even suddenly be tempted by sins you've never even considered before, and you may fall terribly a few times. But don't quit. To quit is to die. Repent quickly and get back up and run to the finish with all your strength. Though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again. If you keep getting up and you don't quit, but you persevere into the end, your master waits for you at the finish line with open arms, and he'll say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Now, how can you be consistently holy? How can you love God fervently and without wavering? How can you love your neighbor without subsiding? What's the secret to consistent holiness or consistent love? All right, here's the answer. Think about those people you already love. Your family, your friends, your children. What makes you love them? Now think about all those sins that you've loved. Why did you love money and sensuality and selfishness? What makes us creatures love anything? Here's the answer. You love what is lovely to you. If you love somebody or something, it's because you see them as wonderful and lovable. So if you don't love God, you've never realized just how lovely He is. You just don't know Him. The Bible says, whoever does not love does not know God. Knowing God is the only answer. If you know Him intimately, you'll automatically fall in love with Him. When you recognize His tremendous loveliness, He becomes irresistibly attractive to your heart. It's like your first crush. You'll trip over yourself, running to bless Him and please Him. He becomes so lovely to you, your head will spin, and you'll fall madly in love with Him. Again, knowing God makes it easy to love God. Jesus says, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Again, when you realize how lovely He is and how He first loved us, you'll fall head over heels in love with Him. The Bible says, we love because He first loved us. Again, knowing God makes us love God. It's a simple cause and effect. It's automatic. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Know God. Invite Him to come and rule your heart and reveal Himself to you. If you know Him, your heart will flood with love, and it'll become natural and easy and consistent. You love whatever becomes lovely to you. So whatever is true, whatever is noble, right, pure, lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Meditate on the character of God. Get to know Him, and you'll fall in love with Him consistently. That's the secret to consistent holiness. Now, besides the Bible and Charles Finney's Lectures on Revival, which is mandatory if you don't have Lectures on Revival, I have found one book to be particularly helpful in knowing Jesus Christ. It's Charles Finney's Principles of Union with Christ from Bethany House Publishers, and it's highly recommended reading. I want to extend my personal thanks to Reverend Lewis Parkhurst and Bethany House Publishers for presenting Finney's work in many areas. Now, for the rest of this broadcast, and even into our next broadcast, we're going to take 30 scriptures listed in that book, Principles of Union with Christ, and we're going to meditate on the character of Christ. And as we meditate on the character of Christ, I promise you'll fall in love with Him, and consistent holiness will become automatic. Let's pray and invite the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus the Savior to our hearts. Jesus said, "The Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, He will testify about Me." So Holy Spirit, reveal in our hearts just who is Jesus Christ, so we can know Him intimately. Everybody say, "Jesus is my King." The Bible says, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Jesus is sovereign and governor of the universe. As King, He has unlimited power over all creation, over me, over my will, over truth, over my mind. He can rule my heart freely as He wills. Jesus is my King. Everybody say, "Jesus is my Savior." The Bible says, "She will give birth to a son, and you were to give Him the name Jesus, because He will save His people from their sins." Surely this mighty conqueror has come to rescue me from the prison of sin which held me captive. There is no sin strong enough that He cannot save me from it. I rest in His ability to save me and deliver me from my deadly sins. Everybody say, "Jesus is my God." For to us a child is born, and a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Jesus Christ is our mighty God, the second person in the Trinity, whose government can never be overthrown. He is God over all the universe. Everybody say, Jesus is my wonderful counselor. We have a counselor. His sheep know his voice and they follow him. And his counsel is wise, trustworthy, and saves us from terrible errors. In our parenting and marriages and careers, we have a counselor who gives us wisdom and puts us on the path to success. Everybody say, Jesus is my Prince of Peace. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. He doesn't just bring peace, he is peace. He leads us beside still waters and restores our soul. Every fear and anxiety must evaporate in his presence. Just being near to him brings peace to my soul. Everybody say, Jesus is the captain of my salvation. The Bible says, in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. He is our captain, the leader of our army. He knows how to lead the battle and command the fight. We must trust and obey his orders, and he conquers sin and temptation and the devil. Everybody say, Jesus is head over all. The Bible says, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. There is nothing higher than Christ, and all creation is under him. He rules over all things for the sake of his church, his bride, his body. He is our headship and our covering and our Lord. Everybody say, Jesus is my teacher. The Bible says, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority, not as their teachers of the law. Jesus is the source of all knowledge, for who can teach God? No, he teaches us about everything we need to know. And he knows how we need to be taught. I humble myself to be teachable and open my heart to his instruction. Everybody say, Jesus is my friend. The Bible says, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything I've learned from my Father I have made known to you. As we know and obey Christ, he calls us friends. He trusts us with knowledge of his business. He takes us into his confidence. He opens his heart to share secrets with us. He offers us his friendship. He lays down his life for us, his friends. Everybody say, Jesus is my brother. Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me. As our Father in heaven adopts us into his family, we become Christ's brothers and sisters. He's not just a business partner, he's family. He's even closer than a friend. He's a brother. Everybody say, Jesus is my husband. The Bible says, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband to Christ, so that I may present you as a pure virgin to him. Jesus will be our husband. Let's look forward to the time when we'll marry him and enjoy a honeymoon and live the rest of our lives in partnership and commitment and support to him and devote our love to him. Everybody say, Jesus is the bread and water of life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. When our soul is hungry and thirsty, nothing else can satisfy us. Only the bread and water of life can fill our empty soul. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. Everybody say, Jesus is the Holy One of God. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Jesus is the only one with words of life. Where else can we go? He is the Holy One of God. Amen? Amen. Now we're out of time for today, but in our next broadcast, we're going to continue with 17 more of these. Isn't this wonderful? I can already feel my heart falling in love with him. And when that happens, consistent holiness becomes easy because you're falling in love. Who needs sin when we can know the Lord Jesus Christ and love him? Now, I'd like to know your thoughts about today's teaching. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Please send me an email at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. That's persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. I also hope you'll join the Persuaders Club and get a copy of my book. I've been very fortunate and blessed to have this book read and endorsed by people like C. Peter Wagner and Professors Tony Campolo and John Mark Ruthven and Pastors Ted Haggard and Floyd McClung and Joy Dawson and Bill Hammond. So you know it's trustworthy. Please pray for us, and please mark it in your schedule and tune in again next time to this same radio station at this regular time period. Now, I love you, and I care about you. So here's Mark with more information.
Thanks, Gordon, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? If you call our toll-free number in the next hour, 866-OBEY-GOD, we'll mail you a free cassette tape of today's broadcast, which you can copy and give to your friends. All our tapes are copyable and free, but please remember that we need your donations to stay on the air and give away these free tapes. So please pray and obey God about how much these teachings are worth to you, and return to us your best possible gift after you receive your free cassette.
Hey, time out. If it's your first time contacting us, no donation is required. Just call us.
Our toll-free number is 866-OBEY-GOD. That's 1-866-OBEY-GOD. And please specify you're requesting today's program, cassette tape number L17. Do you believe America needs to hear these messages? If so, we're specifically asking you to join the Persuaders Club and to sponsor this radio broadcast with a monthly pledge of just $15. If you join the Persuaders Club as a monthly partner, we'll send you an autographed copy of the book you've been hearing, written and taught by Gordon James Klingenschmitt, entitled License to Sin, the number one reason America is losing its moral foundation. Just visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. It's the monthly donations of our Persuaders Club partners who keep this program on the air. Now, if you have comments or questions about today's broadcast, you can email us at persuadetheworld@yahoo.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 77222, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80970. Or you can always call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And if you remember, please tell us the call sign of the radio station you're listening to. May God bless you and thank you for supporting Persuade the World Ministries. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Hi, this is Gordon James Klingenschmitt. Do you know there are 8 benefits of joining the Persuaders Club? For a monthly pledge of just $15, we'll send you a personalized certificate and add your name to our prayer list. I'll also send you an autographed copy of my book and regular cassette tapes, which you can copy and share with your friends. And you'll help rebuild America's moral foundation. And you'll also get our newsletter, The Persuader, and tax receipts so you can deduct your gift. And of course, you'll have my personal thanks. So please join the Persuaders Club today by visiting our website at persuaders-club.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. And thanks for supporting us with your prayers and donations. You're changing people's lives for Christ. Did you also know there are 8 specific ways to get involved with Persuade the World Ministries? You can become a prayer partner or make copies of our tapes for your friends. Or become a certified persuader to lead small group Bible studies with our materials. Or you can have me speak to your church or organization. Or have your church even become a certified persuader church. For details about these things, just call us toll-free at 866-OBEY-GOD. Or visit our website at persuaders-club.com. That's persuaders-club.com. The broadcast you just heard is property of Persuade the World Ministries. But if you're listening to a digital file like an MP3 or a WAV file, we encourage you to make copies of this program and give it to your friends. Do you know somebody who needs to hear today's message? Just imagine if you emailed this file to them or gave them a disc and it prompted them to give their heart back to God. Someday you'll see them up in heaven, and they'll thank God that you had the courage to reach out to them. So please copy this program and give it to your friends. And take a moment right now to join us in prayer for everybody who listens. Thanks, and may God reward you for the work you do for His kingdom.